Meet the Powells, a family of four living in a home in downtown Juneau. There's Piper, wife and mother, Justin, the only man in the house, and their two daughters, Mahala, 11, and their newborn, Juniper. Their house was broken into in June while they were away on a business trip.
Yeah, we came home from our trip, saw the window open, our cat scurrying in through the open window. That was the red flag for me.
Justin says the house wasn't vandalized, but it was obvious their privacy had been invaded. Their things were moved around and weren't where the family left them.
They took our laptop with all of our account information on it. All of our pictures from birth to now, of our newborn. They stole over $550 worth of cash, several thousand dollars worth of jewelry that dates back to even, you know, stuff my mom has given me, stuff my sister gave me, and my biggest treasures, my daughter's baby teeth and swatch of baby hair. I put them in my jewelry box because I said, that's my biggest treasure. I'll keep it with my treasures.
Piper says her sister died earlier this year, so losing her jewelry was especially painful. Justin regrets losing a silver bracelet handcrafted by his late uncle, and he had a handgun that he believes was stolen a couple of weeks before the rest of the house was hit.
That's when we originally got cased, I think. I think whoever stole that handgun, whether they came back or told a friend, hey, if you want an easy place to hit, you know.
He says they were an easy target, that they were lulled into complacency by the belief that Juneau was a crime-free town.
Oftentimes when I would take my daughter to school in the mornings, I would purposely unlock the side door. So when I was coming back with Juniper and, all the baby gear, it was easy for me to get back in.
So do you feel guilty now?
I do, for my family. I feel like not only was I complacent, but also kind of relying on the thin manpower of authorities.
Piper agrees. They made the break-in too easy. Both parents were especially disturbed by the theft of a picture of their 11-year-old, Mahala.
Because why would you take that? It wasn't in a frame. That bothers me.
Piper hopes the thieves got the photo by accident when they were cleaning out her dresser.
I'm a therapist, so I hear some of the most horrific stories that there are. And just one sec. Hey, Justin, we go see Daddy for a minute. Thanks, sweetie.
Piper wouldn't talk about this part in front of Mahala.
It's just things she doesn't necessarily need to hear. Again, that innocence piece. But I know that there's a human trafficking concern in Juneau. I know that there's child pornography in every town. I know that there are kidnappings in every town.
The Powells say the break-in has definitely changed their lives.
Well, that's probably the worst thing about being robbed is you just immediately you start pointing the finger at everybody. It erodes trust.
I really had to catch myself because I was giving everybody the evil eye. Are you the one? Did you do this to us? Are you coming back? Because that's what it does. It leaves you feeling vulnerable.
Now the couple watches for suspicious characters in their neighborhood. They're putting a security camera in their daughter's room. They have stronger locks on their windows. And Justin has a new, bigger gun.
When I was younger, I swore I'd never get, you know, a weapon for self-defense. I'm all about hunting, but I never felt the need to own a handgun.
He says that's changed now that he has a family. Justin says they found two things the thieves took while they were checking out local pawn shops, but the police are still investigating and no arrests have been made. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.